Radio's live. Because it is 11 o'clock.
Now it's serious.
Shit's getting real.
It is getting real.
It's getting real.
We've got zero viewers, like, but shit's getting real.
Well, and absolutely, the shit is getting real.
Okay. There's no one in the chat.
We should probably tweet out.
Tell them I'm wearing a wench shirt. No, I'm just kidding.
Nicole is topless.
No, I'm not. I actually had to put on a shirt because I was wearing a tank top. Also, a very weird statement.
Alone.
You're a smart man. My hand doesn't even fit around this thing. Look at that.
Again.
Foster's can't. Let it go, Greg. Yep. Foster's can't. Hopefully that'll last me the whole show. Everything is better on tap. I'm not a big fan of these cans.
Yeah, I would agree. What Sasha was he?
Yes. Pubs ruined me. Headset! That's what I was going to tell you guys.
Headset. You don't have a headset on.
Oh, no. I haven't worn a headset in forever. I got a new headset, though, that has the jack for the controller.
Right.
And it has a split so that it also has a USB port thing. UBS? Where the fuck am I? Too much Foster's already. USB thing.
Who says?
Computer.
Right. Nice.
No, there was a guzzle in there as well as the sips. Because I was like, I have to have this. And we have, Hurricane Nate. That's what I was looking at my phone for.
Hurricane Nate.
Yep, we're getting hit by a third hurricane.
That's not a listener, that's it's an actual hurricane. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I make a comment about you being a guzzler?
Go ahead, I'll let you. Go ahead, I will let you.
Nah, I'll save that for the intros.
You're so kind!
Mark, are we,
yeah.
Are they ready?
Yep, you ready for the intro?
Whenever I'm ready? All right, yeah, I suppose so. Let's play to the empty house. This is the hardest job like a musician or a comedian can do, is like continue their act when nobody's there.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go!
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to your 442nd episode of the Overseas Connection podcast. It is October 7th, 2017. I am just one of your humble hosts today. Greg DeLacy, OC Murphy's Law on Steam, OC_Murphy's Law on Twitter, Murphy's Law with a space on the Xbox Lives, and I think it was Murphy's Law 1969 on
PSN.
On PSN. But that account has not been activated in quite some time, so just saying.
You tell how old it is, because your avatar is the Haze avatar, and that was out in like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That was, I think, Game of the Year then, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that voice you hear is the voice of the man who can do pretty much almost everything with the keyboard and the computer, Mr. Mark Wright.
Do you mean like that? Yes. Mark Alex on Xbox Live, PSN, Steams, and Twitters, all the same, so it's nice and easy for people. So, yeah, back on again. How's it going, Greg?
Excellent. It's going good. It's good. Going good. We also have the woman who can do anything and everything with two hands and a beer can, Nicole Radowski.
Oh, darkness, my old friend.
I love that song, by the way.
It's big on YouTube at the moment, isn't it, when people do something wrong or fail or something.
Oh, no. I like it. I like the... I like a different version. But anyway, hi. Hello.
Hello.
And I knew you were going to sneak something god-awful with... Yeah.
I was nice.
Not my fault.
I was expecting something else, Greg.
Yes.
Actually, so was I. So that was actually a tame intro, and I appreciate
it. It'll come later on. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will.
All right. Well, let us get past the intros. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, shame on you. You should have listened to us long ago. We are a gaming podcast, but we do more than just talk video games. So, you know, we're going to talk video games at some point, but we also talk about life. We talk about things going on in the community. To say we're just a little bit off from center is probably understating it just a tad. All right. Well, with that out of the way, if you are so inclined to ever watch live, we are on every week, 11 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and you can catch us live on twitch.tv/OC Podcast. Also, only I think when Mark is here, you can also catch us on mixer.com/OC Podcast, and we also are on the YouTubes, youtube.com/ Overseas Connection Podcast. We had to go long on that one for reasons unknown. Yeah. Anyway, all right. That's enough of the stuff that we got to do every week, because we do have to get that out of the way. It's like in our contracts. We have to say that. It's like an advertisement. But let's talk about what we've been doing this past week. What is going on, Nicole? You've been surviving hurricane after hurricane after hurricane, apparently.
Apparently.
What is going on your end of the world?
We're waiting for a third hurricane, Hurricane Nate. And that is no reference to any of my friends that I game with named Nate.
Duly noted, duly noted. Yeah. Nicole, is it time yet to move?
No.
Okay.
This is just, we don't ever, I'm like, I live almost to the mountains, like the southern point of the Appalachians. We shouldn't be getting any of this crap. And we've been getting... like so much of the south weather coming up north where we are, it's been unreal. It's mostly for us, it ends up being tornadoes and a shit ton of rain, which honestly I sometimes think is worse in a different way. Not that it's worse than a hurricane, but worse in a different way. But yeah, I'm not looking forward to this fall weather.
I'm looking forward to the fall weather, but that's because it's finally under 100 degrees out here. I mean, our August was crazy. I mean, we had, I think, like 25 days of 100-plus heat. It was insane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a very hot August for us. So I'm loving the cooler temperatures now.
Was our high?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was insanely hot out here. For some reason, we had a tough summer. But it's past us now, right?
You can keep that shit.
Well, you can keep your hurricanes, and I will keep the heat.
No, you can keep your heat. I'll keep my hurricanes.
Fair deal. Fair deal. Mark.
Yes.
How's the rain doing these days? Is it raining there, or is it just cold?
Both. It's been raining all day today.
Is it time to move yet?
Yeah.
Don't move to where Robin lives, because it is cold and
it's
rainy
even
there
colder
too.
Where he is. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
The more west you go, the more wetter it is in the UK. So,
okay,
I'm right bang in the middle. So,
all right, okay. Well, break out an umbrella. Nicole, anything else going on your side?
We're a fall break, so we have a week off from school.
Okay, yeah, we need to talk about this, because my son just had a fall break, and is it just because they wanted to time off? I don't understand. I mean, school just started, like, last month, and the first
for
week
you.
Of October, yeah, first week of October, my son has a week off from school, and I'm just like, really? You're killing me, guys. You're killing me.
I don't know why you guys have school off. I know why we do, and I know we've discussed it previous. We start school in August.
Mm-hmm.
And because we, and I'm talking like, I think we started the 5th of August this year.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And we do fall break for harvest. It's time to do harvesting. And so the fall breaks actually used to be a little bit earlier to coincide with harvest. Now they're later to coincide with testing schedules.
All right. For those of us that live in the suburbs, harvest is this is like an actual, like, getting out of the fields and working the fields type thing here?
Yes. Like, actually, the other day, Sean goes, why is it so cloudy all of a sudden? And I was like, because the farmer behind us is doing the fields. And you can hear the combine come through and pull everything up out of the ground. It's beautiful little rows of whatever left over.
Beautiful little rows of whatever.
All right. Well, I can't even tell you what he had. He had corn, and then whatever he had after the corn, which was harvested in the beginning of September, grew up in a month and is gone already. Like, it record, was, like, harvested love, within 30 days.
Love corn. Do you ever sneak out and steal corn from your neighbor?
I don't have to. It flops over the fence.
Nice. All right. Okay. Yeah, fresh corn. I think that is one of my most favorite things. Corn on the cob. Yeah, good stuff. Nicole,
beekeeper over there, too.
Okay. That I want no part of. I'm allergic to bees, so yeah, you just keep your bees on that side. Nicole,
yes.
Is when I see FL trip, is that a Florida trip? Should we be talking about a Florida trip?
I just came back from Florida.
Okay, all right.
Which is not last week, but the week before.
Right.
I was in Florida. Visiting the family that I visited in Scotland, they came to the U.S.
Okay, excellent. Did you guys do any kind of, like, Disney World?
They did all the Disney stuff.
Orlando. Did you do any of that, or?
No, I didn't have my kids with me because I couldn't take them out of school because they're in the middle of testing. Right. So I just took my dad down there to go meet the family or see the family, whatever it was. See them, meet them, whatever. Meet some, right. See some. We'll go there.
Sure.
And so we took them out for alligator and made them their very first American Southern style breakfast. So biscuits and gravy, homemade.
No pork and beans, no tomatoes sitting on the plate.
No, what is that? Yes. Bangers? No, none of that shit.
No bangers and mash, no.
No.
We have proper breakfast around here.
No, I'm with you, Nicole. Honest to God, I'm with you. Biscuits, not scones.
Yes. Buttermilk biscuits, gravy. Yes, yeah. Gravy. Now you're talking.
With sausage in it.
Yep.
Fluffy scrambled eggs. Use the fat of the meat to make the eggs.
Mark, you would love this. You don't know what you're missing. Trust me. Trust me when I say this.
Sounds awful.
Liar. Yeah, my cousin's already like, can I have those recipes for all that stuff you made? Yeah, you can have it.
All right. Awesome. Mark.
Yes.
So things have settled down at House Wright?
Yeah. Things are getting back into a bit of a normal rhythm and routine. I'm back at work next week, so that's going to be interesting. But yeah. Yeah, things have been slowly improving. So yeah.
And by the way, and maybe I'm overstepping bounds here, but cheers to your work for being. I mean, they were super cool with the whole issue with Jenny. It seemed like, at least. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
yes, a little bit. Yeah, they have been accommodating, but yeah, some of it's been unpaid, unfortunately. So I've used all my holidays up. So, but yeah, they've been all right, I suppose. Can't complain, I suppose. Okay. Yeah.
You're not fired, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Also true. Yes.
Yeah.
And then what's this I see about Spider-Man? Let's talk some Spider-Man.
Yeah, me and Jenny had a bit of a movie night the other night. Decided to watch something, and we watched Spider-Man Homecoming. I've been wanting to watch this for a while. Oh, seriously, my mic's low again. I don't know why.
I mean, you sound good on this end. Yeah. I'll just say that.
Yeah, you sound fine to me, too.
But you never know, it may record
but
low.
Sarah's more important than we are, so hi, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah, is that better, Sarah? So Spider-Man Homecoming, finally got to see it and really, really enjoyed it. I was a little. I've tried avoiding all spoilers for it, and I was a bit worried that Iron Man might feature a bit too much in it, but I wasn't too worried really because it doesn't. It's just the right amount. So yeah, it was really good.
We spent really the good. Entire time watching that movie with my daughter going, "See, he's hot. Look at him, he's hot." I'm like, yeah. "Oh my god, he's 12. He's not hot because he's not 12."
Ever since being a little kid, I've always been into Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man cartoons used to be on every Saturday morning on kids' TV over in the UK when I was a kid. And I used to get up at 8:30 every Saturday morning to watch Spider-Man. And that's how keen I was.
You were late to the party. 8:30?
Yeah, that's early for UK kids on a Saturday.
Our cartoon started at 6 a.m.
There was someone earlier, but I was up. The Spider-Man particularly started at 8:30.
Yeah, in fairness to Mark, the good ones always seem to come on around 8:30 on my end.
Yeah.
So.
Trying to remember, I watched Scooby-Doo, and we did watch Spider-Man and Super Friends and all that other crap.
Yeah.
But.
And they used to be the Hair Bear Bunch and stuff, and yeah. You remember them? Hanna-Barbera.
The single
worst addition to comic book heroes on Saturday morning cartoons was the Wonder Twins.
Never seen that. Never heard that.
I hated the. Just look it up, Mark. If you don't know what I'm talking about and you're listening to this, look up I want to say it was
Wonder Twin Power.
Well, there was the Wonder Twins, but I want to say they were part of the Justice League. And they were just the dumbest kids. It's like it was like the people that were creating the Justice League cartoon didn't feel comfortable using all of the actual Justice League superheroes. And so they decided to make their own two, like, kid heroes. Yeah. And of course, they were whiny little teenagers. And to make their powers activate, they had to say, "Wonder Twin Powers, activate!" And then they would put their hands together. And then the girl could take the form of any animal, which was kind of cool. That I was actually somewhat on board with. But the dude was just straight up stupid. He could take the form of fucking water.
Well, you pissed himself.
Exactly. It's like, he could become ice cubes. And I'm like, this is dumb. Yeah. Dumb. And then they had some goofy monkey. I can't remember what the monkey's name was, but it ruined the cartoon for me.
Yeah, well, so he's life tracking from Spider-Man here. You're rumbling on about his pile of shit cartoon by the sound of it. in the 70s, my dad took me to the cinema to see the original Spider-Man movies. You remember them?
No. The original as in, like,
1970s like, ones. I can't even remember what the titles were. I can remember one of them set in China. Or Hong Kong. It just comes back to me anyway. I remember they released the reboot, didn't they, with, is it Tobey Maguire? So they did them three. Is it Tobey? I can't remember.
Tobey Maguire was one of them.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, and then rebooted it again, and then now we've done this Homecoming, but
the kid is for Homecoming, I actually have liked and enjoyed the most.
Yeah, I think he's more Spider-Man Peter Parker, because he's still a kid and he's still proper high school kid and he's a bit immature and that, and he's quite funny.
He's a lot immature. Yeah. I wanted to ground him. I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
I was like, I would smack him.
Yeah, and I thought the villain in it was really good this time. Sometimes the villains can ruin these movies, but I thought the villain in this was really good. And I like Michael Keaton. I've always liked him as an actor. So. Enjoyed it.
So, I told my kids he was Batman once, and they were like, what?
he's not a Batman.
No.
I could never get behind it being Batman.
I've heard a rumor of doing a Beetlejuice 2, but I don't know if he's going to be in it.
That I could get behind.
Yeah.
I
took Jenny to see that on our first date, Beetlejuice.
So, really?
Yeah, so that must have been 1988. That's showing my age now.
No dates.
Nah. So, that's pretty much me for this week, apart from all the household jobs and chores and everything. I've been getting the swing of
that. It was good on you. You stepped up to the plate. Yeah. You took care of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, That was but in all seriousness, it was a very serious situation for Jenny.
Yeah.
We were all pretty afraid for a little bit. You know, and half of it's not being there, not knowing.
Yeah, and obviously being in limbo, you know, sort of thing. Yeah, not knowing.
Yes, and we had to send an entourage.
Yes. We did have to send an entourage.
And I still get tweets from listeners who were sort of like catching up on the podcast saying, oh, just heard about Jenny, how is she? And everyone's been so nice. It's been really, really heartwarming to get all the support from everybody. It's just fantastic. I love it.
I'm going to mute my phone real quickly here so that doesn't go off again.
Oh, but come on. It's a nice way to, you know,
I thought you were
show how unprofessional they are.
Yeah, it's a professional. Yeah. A professional.
Well, you know, it's my work number, so anybody calling this weekend, that's spam. They're straight up just trying to sell me something.
Yeah.
Oh, something you don't need.
No. All right.
Watch Wonder Woman next.
Oh, I enjoyed that as well. That was good.
Oh, did you see that one too?
I watched that a while ago. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was
good.
It
took me a while to watch it. I finally watched it a couple days ago.
I'm looking forward to Thor Ragnarok. That's coming soon, isn't it?
Oh, I cannot wait for that one either.
The movie that just passed by, and I kind of sad it passed by, because I think I would have liked it. Maybe I wouldn't have. Maybe that, you know, it passed by and it was pretty shitty. Who knows? But it was the Black Panther movie.
All right. Has that come out?
I thought it came out. Maybe I'm totally off. I just saw some previews for it again ahead of time. I thought it came out. Maybe it didn't. If it didn't, I'm happy. If it did, that's sad, because it means that it was bad.
I'll tell you what came out yesterday. The new Pacific Rim Uprising trailer. Have you seen that? I think I put it in the WhatsApp chat. That looked really good. Proper cheesy movie.
Yeah, okay, proper cheesy. As long as you say that, yes, I will back that up. The first one was so bad.
It's a proper popcorn movie, isn't it? I really enjoyed it.
I don't know if it was proper popcorn or...
It is.
Maybe drunken popcorn eating, yes.
Yeah.
But no, there's some really good movies coming out. I mean, It just came out. I really want to see that.
Yeah, my son's going to see that tonight.
Way back when.
Yeah. They're making a Jumanji 2 out there as well. But
yeah,
this time
but
it's
people...
but it's like a Nintendo version.
yeah. People aren't exactly happy with the changes they've made to Jumanji.
Right.
We'll see how that one goes. Yes.
February 9th, 2018 for Black Panther.
Then I am happy that it has not come and gone, and indicating a bad movie, it's still yet to come. That shows you how long ago I went to the movies and saw the preview.
Yeah, they have they're not going to actually release trailers for TV until later.
Okay.
But they have them in the theaters, according to this little thing here.
Yeah, well, I know I did see the trailer, and that was like a month and a half ago. So usually when you see a trailer, usually it's like a month away.
Yeah.
And that was when I went and saw a movie that nobody should see. Some people have actually said they liked it. I cannot believe they say this. The movie Dark Tower was just bad.
I know. The trailer looks so good for it, though, doesn't it? I actually do want to see this, but...
No, don't. I mean, if it's on free TV, sure, go for it.
Yeah,
watch
don't pay for it. Yeah.
Don't spend money on it.
Yeah. The big one for me next is in December, and that is the next Star Wars.
Yeah. That will definitely be a big one. Yeah. All right. Well, we've covered movies thoroughly.
Welcome to the gaming podcast.
So I'm going to talk about some games right now. Golf. Went and played some golf last weekend. And I'm going to play more golf tomorrow. So, I mean, I'm like getting in more golf than I have played. I mean, in the last 2 weeks, I will have played more golf than probably all of last year. So I'm excited for that. And then I want to talk about a serious issue here. And this is, you know, it's time we talk about balls.
Right. You're not going to play with them again like last week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Don't drop them this time.
I don't want to drop this one.
Is that your bowling ball? If you drop that, you'll crush some other balls.
This would be the new bowling ball.
Oh, look at that. That's a nice design.
Holy crap, that's gorgeous.
What, widow spare?
Yes, the widow spare ball.
I've never ever told a man he had gorgeous balls, but there you go.
Shiny as well.
So, it is
well groomed.
Not been used yet. I got that for my birthday. And my wife hooked me up with the brand new shiny ball to match my other dull, not so shiny ball. And yeah, so I'm excited to test it out. So this ball is specifically used for picking up spares. So those of you in the know when you're bowling, if you throw a hook ball like I do, I know this is exciting, everybody, brace yourselves. When you throw a hook ball, it's really hard to pick up the 10 pin, which is that if you're looking at the triangle of pins, it's the farthest one on the right side next to the gutter. My ball will naturally tend to either hook away from it, or if I throw it too far, it'll go into the gutter. So I need to have a ball that will actually go a little bit straighter, so I still throw it with the same grip. That's what this ball does. So it won't hook nearly as much, so I can get it down the lane and pick up the 10 pin easier. There you go. Right. That's the exciting news for my birthday. oh, and by the way, I had a birthday. It was awesome. Really fantastic birthday. My brother-in-law came up. We had a lot of fun. We went to Topgolf, which if you've never gone to Topgolf before or heard of it, think of kind of like bowling and darts but playing golf on a three-tier golf range. Out in the golf range, you know, out in front of you, there are these giant targets that are all lit up in different colors. And so you're up in these little bays or pods, if you will, that can hold up to eight people. And you rent it by the hour, and they supply you all the golf clubs. They have all of the balls that they use have little RFI chips inside of them, so they track where the balls go.
All right.
And so it's just like playing darts, and so you're shooting for different targets, and the closer you get to the center, the more score you get, and just lots of fun. And, of course, they have a full bar. They've got really good food, so it made for a great night out. And then the next day, we actually went out and played a full 18 rounds of golf, and or 18 holes of golf, so I should say. And I was good. Got some sun out and doing a little drinking, hitting the golf balls.
Talk about getting sun.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll get past that. But anyway, all right. So enough of all of that. Let's talk video games, Mark.
Yes. Sound clip. Well, I'm still rusty. Still rusty.
I was just going to say, that was like the perfect setup.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Oh, I've got another one I want to just test on you to see if you like it. If not, I'll delete it.
All right,
it.
All right. This is... Okay, wait, hold on.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
He's shitting it now.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Nicole's shaking her head.
I think she was getting into it.
No! Yeah, I'm doing my best Stevie Wonder over here. No!
But it is catchy because now in my head, today I want to play a computer game. All right. Speaking of computer games, let's talk.
Yeah,
Nicole, real quickly, we're going to get this one out of the way. Phone games, anything worth noting, or is it just part of what you played, so you put it up there?
Okay, no, because here, we have been playing, Kim and I have been playing that Township game, and we have a little group, so just putting it out there that if anybody plays Township, there is a little group out there for us, and you can join it and get help with your little city, Tribes, I think, is the other one I've been playing. And Stupid Angry Birds. Oh, my God.
Like Angry Birds 1? The first one or the sequel?
No, this is Angry Birds. Hold on. Let me read the name. Angry Bird Match. I'm, like, okay. Freaking addicted to this game. I got to level 81, and then it kept bugging me about hooking it up to my Facebook. So I was like, fine, just quit bugging me about it. And it's like, we'll give you some gems if you hook this up. Yeah, so I hooked it up, and it totally took me back to square one.
Oh, nice.
I was like, but I ended up faring better because it took me back to square one, and by time I was at level 23, I had over 30 gems. So I was okay, like...
So is this like a matching game where you're trying to like put three gems together? I mean, I have no idea.
It's like that. You put three or four of whatever together, but you're also trying to kill the pigs in the process. Okay. And if you screw up, they laugh at you.
All right.
Which really pisses you off because you're like, oh, yeah, all right. I got unlimited lives this time, asshole. for 40 minutes. No.
So I'm assuming this game is out on pretty much every mobile device, Android and iPhone.
Probably.
Yes, no, maybe so. Okay.
I would assume so. It's been out for a while. I just got addicted to it. It beats Candy Crush.
So what is the hook? How do they ask you to pay money?
I'm sure they do ask. I don't.
Right. But, I mean, these free-to-play games, usually, unless it's ad-supported, I guess that's probably the other way it could have gone. Because I'm assuming it's free.
It is free. They have, like, they'll ask you to buy the gems so that you can, like, when you get to those harder levels, so you can move on. But you open up a chest every day, and every once in a while, you'll get anywhere from 40 minutes to an hour worth of unlimited lives. So all you do is sit there and play it over and over again until you eventually clear the board.
Okay.
So I'm sure, you know, it asks you if you want to buy gems. I don't. No. I figure, you know, I'll get to it eventually. I'll win the round eventually.
Okay.
Until, you know, flip the pigs off in the process. Whatever. Hate the stupid pigs.
Nobody likes the pigs.
Nope.
Nobody. All right. Let's talk some Destiny 2. You guys have been playing quite a bit of Destiny 2.
Yeah, we played together as well.
I have not picked it back up for a while. Yeah. I've wanted to. Every time I have thought about playing Destiny 2, I've gotten sidetracked with either Life and or Forza 7. Yeah. So Destiny 2, where are you guys at? What level are you? Have you guys attempted a raid yet? Let's give you the scoop.
I didn't even try the raid. We tried the Nightfall, and we failed miserably. But, Bungie, please remove the goddamn timer from the Nightfall.
Yeah, the timer is bullshit. And then they hide the little, we'll call it day delays, because that's what it looked like.
You can extend the timer,
Yeah, to add time, and it only adds 30 seconds. And I'm like, and everything's butt-ass hard. It's just driving me crazy how hard it is to, like, kill. And I went through the strike like Justin suggested.
Wait, we did regular. It afterwards, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, totally different people that you're shooting at here.
Yeah. And plus,
like a whole other...
when we'd run out of time on the Nightfall, we were only halfway through. So how are you supposed to complete it in that time and get to the end boss and then beat the end boss before the time runs out?
And what's worse is you're supposed to have 5 minutes left if you want to score some major weapon.
Yeah.
I'm like, not going to happen.
Yeah, so the first Destiny, it took me, I think I played that for a solid 6 months before I started getting a bit bored of it, but I'm already getting to that point now after a few weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it's doing my head in a little bit. I've managed to get up to level 282, so I've got some decent gear now. I've unlocked the mods where you can craft legendary mods out of your blue ones. So all my gear now has got the legendary mod, which adds a +5 attack to it if it's a weapon, or a +5 defense to it if it's armor. But it's just that randomness now, and that waiting and doing the harder challenges to get the better gear to get even higher. And it's starting to do my head. And it's still a good game to play, still enjoyable, and I still keep doing a few bits on it, but I'm not into it as much as what I was with Destiny 1. I'm going to wait now until the Tuesday reset before I start again, because I've done all the milestones, I've done all the challenges for this week. So,
Okay.
Wow.
Right, Nicole, how are you with the game? Are you still feeling pretty involved with it, or are you also burning out?
Yeah, I mean, I've got two full characters. One, just finally, my youngest character just broke 272. And the other one, I didn't want to play the Titan anymore, so I moved on to that Warlock, and I love that Warlock, and I've been debating whether or not to go back and do the Hunter and have a third character. I really like the Wizard, or, no, it's not a Wizard, I'm sorry,
Wizard.
Friggin' Warlock, and I get yelled at Wizard. Every time I call it a Wizard.
Yeah.
It's a Warlock.
All right.
It can't be Warlock, but whatever, I like it, though. I still play, I mean, whenever, because I can play by myself and not have to have a whole bunch of people because it automatically rolls people in.
Yeah.
And I noticed I've been playing Crucible more, which I would never, ever, ever play it when in Destiny 1.
I do tend to find myself doing more of the just wandering around and doing the public events, because like I mentioned last week, the enemy spawns and the public events seem to be more frequent now in the world, and the world's a little bit more compact, so there does seem to be more to do. And the good thing is the public events now have timers in the on the game map, so you know when there's going to be an event or how long it's going to be, whereas before you had to get an external app on Destiny 1 to find out where the next event was going to be. It never even told you where it was going to be, but now you've got a map for all that, so...
Okay.
Which, I like that. And then did you buy the maps from Cade and go...
Every Tuesday on the reset, it sells... five or six maps for a different planet, and then you can go find all these stashes. And sometimes I've been quite lucky; I've had an exotic out of one of them. So, and Zer came yesterday to sell his wares, and I bought the exotic pulse rifle, which is quite nice. Fires five burst rounds, and it takes a health off half a health off an enemy in one shot. So that's quite handy, because the good thing about destroying all the weapons in this, when you dismantle them, you get three legendary shards, and that is a currency in this game. In the last game, it was strange coins, and they were quite hard to come by sometimes. But in this, it's legendary shards for the items from Xur, and it's quite easy to get them. I had like 200 by the time it came yesterday. So I've bought one of each piece of gear. I've kept it in the vault for when I create other characters, so they've got them when I get to that point. Because all your currency is shared across all your characters, so if you start as another character, you will see that all your glimmer and your shards are always there. So that's another good thing.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I saved all my low weapons for that.
Yeah.
My ghosts.
Yeah.
The sparrow and a couple of ships.
Yeah.
Because all three of your characters can just grab from that vault.
Right. Okay. All right. Destiny 2.
Yep.
Still a thing. My plan is to get in and play more Destiny 2. It really is. I'm not... I have no complaints against this game this go-round. It seems like they definitely have done a better job of pushing a story out. But I'm still playing the story. Yeah. That shows you how far I've gotten with it.
Dude, that story takes 20 minutes.
I know. I'm just saying. I get a little distracted. all right, before we get into Forza 7, Mark, I'll just cover some things real quickly. XCOM 2 War of the Chosen, if you are an XCOM fan, if you played it before, this is a really good DLC pickup. It's not a separate game, so that would be, I think, my one complaint. I kind of wish it was like a new campaign or like a splinter campaign, so it didn't feel like you were playing through a lot of the same game. Right. But unfortunately, it adds a new layer, or layers is actually really the better way to put it, to the original game.
Also, there's no extra missions.
There are extra missions.
Oh, right,
there are different types of missions.
I've not even tried this.
Some cool things that it does, like it'll give you the option. You know, there's different things you can turn on and off. So you can, like, there's Shen's Last Gift is a DLC mission that, you know, you got in the previous game. And you can always turn that on or off. But in the War of the Chosen, they also give you some new things like being able to extend the timer on timed missions. So in the previous games, you'd get these timed missions that it would give you, like, I don't know, 10 turns to get it to
defuse a bomb or
an object, or whatever. Yeah, and so now you can extend those missions out and be a little bit longer. So I've yet to come across a time mission that was less than 14 turns, which that's considerably more than what the previous game would give you, because it was trying to rush you to a spot so you couldn't take your time. But this game also feels harder. The enemies, that's maybe not good news for some people. But it's punishing yet fair. I'm not seeing as many, like, you know, I've got an 85% chance and I missed the shot type scenarios. But what I've noticed is that whereas before I would see a lot of high percentage shots from my characters, even early on, this go round, it seems like it's nerfed the percentage shot, so you're constantly at a disadvantage. So what maybe was going to be a 70% chance to hit before is now a 50% chance to hit. And so I've been seeing that. And then just in terms of what they've added, in terms of the breadth of content, they've added some new ways in which you can gain abilities. And one of the unique things is bonding. So two different characters within your squads can basically form a bond. And so what happens when you do have a bond with another character, let's say Nicole and Mark, you were bonded in my squad. When you guys are in range of one another, you have the ability to, in a sense, kind of give one of your bonded character an extra turn.
Right.
And so it can really be a make or break situation in a turn based game where if you say take a shot and maybe you did minimal damage, but you know you're close to killing an enemy, Nicole then could grant you, in a sense, an extra turn, and you could take a second shot.
Yeah. Is that similar to the little alien dudes who can, like, mind control? So if you're bonded, if, say, Nicole gets hit on a reflex shot, does that injure both of us?
No. Oh, right, No. Yeah. No, yeah. No, it's really more like camaraderie. So you guys have been in battle so much together that you started to form a bond. And then, in a sense, it gives you the opportunity to solidify that. Yeah. And then once you do that, when you go out on missions together, you have this ability to kind of boost one another.
Yeah.
So it's a cool little wrinkle.
It's like Kim sending us the "you can do it" meme, and Neil's going, "Yeah, we can do it."
Exactly. So there's that. Played some more Ruiner. So this is top down.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to try this yet. It looks really good.
Twin stick shooter.
Yeah.
It does look great. It is pretty punishing, I have to say. Right. And I think it's because of the way it controls. And in a sense, whenever you move, it doesn't necessarily make your gun move in the same direction. So like in many twin stick shooters, as soon as you turn towards something, your gun is going to be facing that way.
Right.
Is this making sense?
Yeah.
So, you know, left and right, thumbstick, left is controlling movement. As soon as I push up on the left thumbstick, my character is automatically going to start aiming north or up.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to do that with this game, and it just kind of throws me off. And the other thing that throws me off is that some of your abilities are activated by trigger pulls. And I'm so used to kind of the shooter mentality of you pull and hold the trigger. That you don't need to do that in this game. And so, you know, you just pull it once to activate it, but if you pull it again, you deactivate it, and I am so stuck in this mindset of pulling the trigger all the time that I constantly am like have a shield power, and I'll activate it and then deactivate it within like 2 seconds of having activated it, and it becomes frustrating.
Does it not let you remap the buttons?
It does let you remap the buttons, and I haven't bothered to do that, okay. And I should. I should. But anyway, it is a cool twin stick shooter. But I mean, if we're talking about arcade style shooters, I mean, I don't know that I could say try this one over Cuphead because they're about the same price, I think, about $20. And everything I've seen coming from Cuphead, I mean, if you like that crazy bullet hell shooter style game, that seems to be the one to be playing right now. I'm not a bullet hell type shooter person, so. I likely will never. I don't know. I'm really curious to play Cuphead, but I have a feeling it is going to be one that I wouldn't finish, just because it's not my style of game.
No. It looks. I've seen quite a few people streaming it, and it looks rock hard.
Yeah, so. But it looks so good. Finally, one last game: Battlefront 2. I literally just fired it up for the podcast because I wanted to see what it looked like and kind of what the options were for the beta. The beta is ongoing right now, so if you're listening to this live, you can download the beta on PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. I think on PC too, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to go for a few days.
It's until the 9th, I think.
Yeah. It's really good-looking game. If you love Star Wars, you're going to love this game. I think what intrigues me most about this game is not the multiplayer. It really is the single player story that they're adding to this game. Because that's what I wanted in the last Battlefront. I was just like, I've been craving a good Star Wars game. Single player, mind you. And so I'm hoping that this game delivers. From the multi- 60.
Okay, so it's still... Yeah. Like, still if I waited, price. Maybe I can get it on a good Black Friday sale or something for my son.
Yeah.
He's huge Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
And we had the other Battlefront because we just had to have it because he had to have the Star Wars game.
Right. Now, I will say this. I mean, obviously, if you can wait and you have EA Access, there's no doubt this game will come to EA Access just like Battlefront did. So,
but it'll be next year, though. It'll be springtime.
Yeah, it'll be a good year. And I know for somebody that loves Star Wars, that may not be something they can do.
Oh, no. We were already talking about the movie, seeing it like three or four times at the end of last year in December. He's like, okay, the next one comes out next December. We're going to go, right? Yeah, we're gonna go.
Yeah. So Battlefront 2, real quickly, the beta itself, it gives you, there's no campaign option to try out the campaign, although they have like a trailer preview thing for it. There's a multiplayer side. There's also a co-op side, so you can do either solo or co-op missions. Basically, it's battle scenarios. They throw you into a setting, and you have a directive to do, you know, either kill 20 plus enemies in a certain amount of time, or you take over an objective. So I found that kind of interesting that you can play that solo or co-op, and then of course the main multiplayer is just this. You know, I always kind of compare it to Battlefield. It's Star Wars Battlefield. That's really what it is. But it looks fantastic. I mean, this game is gorgeous. And I think on the Xbox One, it's running at 900p. I think on the PS4, it's 1080p. But, I mean, when you look at it, it has just fantastic lighting. The sound effects are all there. It's kind of a showstopper. It really is. What was that?
I'm sorry. I was reading Mark's comment in the chat. Oh, he said Rocklet.
Instead of Rocklet.
That's a new
word. Yeah, the old Rocklet. All right.
Propel grenades.
Four is a seven.
Four is a seven.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk four seven because I've played this as well.
Yes. I really, really like this game.
Yeah.
You know, if you are a car nut, if you like racing games, I think you will like this game. I know there's been some hubbub about microtransactions, about the VIP pass stuff. So we have some news on the VIP pass stuff that we'll talk about. So they're fixing that kind of error of way that they had. Basically, the VIP pass was consumables, or part of it was consumables, which did not sit well with many fans. And then a lot of people are complaining about that this is, you know, you can tell that microtransactions are going to be coming, which, in fairness, Turn 10 said they were going to bring microtransactions to this game eventually after it launched. So this isn't a shock or surprise. Mm-hmm. But the way the microtransactions are going to work, it's basically just going to allow you to buy loot boxes if you want.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm so fucking sick of hearing people complaining about this. Over it, people. Get over it. I'm sorry.
You can buy them with in-game currency as well, because that's how you get your mods.
Yeah.
So for those who want to spend real money and throw the money away on cosmetic gear for the driver or an odd car here and there and some extra mods, then throw your money away. But yeah, you can use in-game currency, so there's no point to use real money if you don't want to. So it's your choice. It's a choice, isn't it? If you don't want to buy them, don't buy them.
And the in-game currency seems to be coming fast enough that I see no reason why.
Well, when I put that news article in about the VIP, I noticed that the next update I had, I've been gifted 1 million credits.
Right.
Which is a bit of compensation. So, yeah.
Yeah. I know, you know, some people were impacted by this or they were bothered by it. I don't know. To me,
I just honestly didn't care. You know, I mean, the VIP packs, we ended up getting the deluxe version, Mark. We went in on it together.
Yeah.
You know, it gave us some extra cars. It gave us, you know.
Yeah, we got the Hoonigan pack. That's a quite good pack, that Hoonigan pack. Yeah,
that was nice. I mean, you know, it kind of gives you extra cars out of the gate. And I think that's always what I found the VIP pack, you know, that was what made it worthwhile to me, is it kind of gave you a little bit of a leg up in terms of out of the gate.
And historically, all the previous Forza games, including Horizon, when you've got the VIP pass, it doubles your credits on your winnings. Now, they haven't done that yet on this, but they are going to implement that because that was one of the backlashes, which is in the news.
Well, it was because you did get that. You got this in a sense, doubling of credits.
Yeah, however, but you have to use a mod.
Well, the mod cards limited, were limited.
And you got five, didn't you? Five gold legendary ones.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really liking it. And this is a Play Anywhere title as well. So
it is.
Because it's Play Anywhere title, we made the purchase on my account this time. So because I've got the PC side, so I could play it on the PC as well. And I've run it on both the PC and the Xbox One. And it runs beautiful on both. I'm really, really impressed. I thought my PC, because it's not a top-of-the-range one. It's only a mid-tier one. It's only got a 3GB 1050 Ti graphics card in it and an i5 mid-range processor. But it's optimized really well because all the settings... it's got on it dynamic settings. You can obviously, because some PC wankery nerd like to do this, you can go in and change everything to whatever you want. But I just left it on dynamic and it run absolutely superb. And graphically, I couldn't see any difference between the PC and the Xbox One version.
Then you're not looking hard enough, Mark, because, of course, the internet would tell you that there's such a big difference.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You see, if I had the better card, like the 1060 or 1070 or even the 1080, then I think graphically I would see a difference because they're the better cards. But because I've got a mid-range card, it looks good. But another thing I love is it syncs your game save across the two. So I could play on the Xbox One, and then later on, if Jenny's watching TV, I can play Forza on the PC. And it'll sync all my data, all my progress, everything's carried over. And then the next time I go on my Xbox One, it's all there again. So that's really cool. I like that. The gameplay, I feel the cars are slightly, I don't know, it's hard to explain, they feel more weighty than the last one, they're not as floaty. Yes. They feel more like a car would respond. If you know what I mean.
Rear-wheel drive
will spin out the back more. It's really, really good. I really like the handling on it. And, the trucks. Oh, I love the truck racing.
Absolutely. You like the truck racing?
Yeah, I love the truck racing, okay.
Ironically, I played the... just earlier today, I played the carts.
Oh, right. No, I've not done them yet.
Right.
I didn't know they were in it.
A lot of people complained about them. I loved them. They are not the easiest to handle. There's a lot of sliding involved when you're controlling those cars.
Yeah.
But I had a blast with those. And it made me realize one thing, though. As I've been playing through Forza 7, you have a variety of vehicles in this edition, obviously. I think they have 700 cars. They have a lot of rally cars or off-road vehicles.
Yeah.
And so I am just begging turn 10 at this point. You know what? Give us some DLC that is rally racing. Real rally racing with some jumps in it. They can do it. If the game is already set up for it, I think it would be superb. And that would be, to me, that would just cement this as like a perfect title. What?
Nicole's.
He's laughing at me.
Yeah, Nicole's putting the sleepy emoji in the chat. So.
Oh, yes.
I think you touched on it last week with Robin, the atmosphere, the like weather effects and the lightning, they are so well implemented in this. And the nighttime racing, so realistic. And I'll tell you what else I've done, which I haven't done since Forza 2 or 3, I'm actually playing cockpit view. And that's because of the truck racing. When you're trying to do behind the... Because I've been doing behind the car for the last couple of Forzas. So I've got used to that now. Because that's where, like, a lot of the pros do it. And I found it was weird to get used to it first, but I found it's easier to get your spatial awareness for other cars outside you. But with the trucks, you can hardly see anything in front of your,
right,
your vehicle.
So well, and the carts are the same way.
Yeah.
You can't like see in front of it, and so it makes it difficult to judge things. Yeah.
So I did the cockpit view in the truck, and because before with cockpit view, this is what I'm on about with the feel and the weightiness of a vehicle. It was so easy in cockpit view for your back end to spin out because you didn't know when it was going to go. But right. I don't know how we've done it, but you can feel it more. I think it's a lot with the rumble on the triggers. It's right. how they've implemented it. So you feel more in control. So I started using the cockpit view on all the other cars, and some of the detail in them cars is superb. So yeah, cockpit view is brilliant.
Yeah, a couple little details that I just absolutely loved. I had a Camaro, souped up Camaro that had a big old blower on it, and I loved just sitting at the pre-race as I was revving my engine and watching the throttle lever coming down, just pulling on it and seeing the the engine shake as it was revving up, and the shake actually, that's one of the little pieces of detail that I love in this game, and you'll see it in replays, and you'll see it sometimes in cockpit view. Different things will vibrate. Yeah. So as I was playing in the carts, the rearview mirror, you can see it vibrating as you're hitting bumps and stuff, and like it would in real life. Yeah. And with other vehicles, the rear wing sometimes, you'll see it slightly vibrating as you're going across the track.
Yeah.
It's a nice little touch.
Yeah, another nice little touch is with the trucks, like with a lot of modern trucks these days. Obviously, you've got your two massive mirrors on the sides, but you don't have a rear view mirror like you do in a car. But we've got an electronic rear camera, and we've got a little screen in the bottom left corner. So that's your rear view camera. So that's quite a cool addition. So, yeah, I'm really impressed with it.
Yeah, it is a really good package, all said.
Look, you've set Sarah off now, Nicole. bragging about our cockpits.
Sarah. She's supporting me.
So. All right. Well, enough of the cockpit talk. We can move on from that. Yeah. Forza 7, though, if you are a racing fan and have the ability to play it on PC or on Xbox, I would recommend it. Yeah. I know they had some patches recently for PC because there were some stability issues, but it seems like that really has been ironed out. It's a great game.
Yep, and it's going to be our play date for tomorrow as well.
And that is, play date tomorrow. There you go. All right, Mark, I think it's time we talk a little bit about some news.
Yep.
Here is the fucking news.
Love that.
I love that.
All right, Forza Motorsport 7. We'll just start it off again talking more Forza 7. but the VIP system, we talked about this real quickly. There was a lot of backlash over the VIP system and how it was implemented. And I think a big part of it was that the VIP mod cards that you got, which in Forza 6 were permanent, they didn't go away, giving you double XP. In Forza 7, they were, in a sense, kind of single use or use it and lose it kind of cards.
Yeah.
So over the basically Forza 7 Turn 10 put out a press release just this past week. It said, over the weekend, we heard loud and clear from the Ultimate Edition owners expressing frustration over the VIP membership offered in Forza Motorsport 7. We immediately updated the VIP description in the Windows Store to alleviate any further confusion. Now, it doesn't stop here, though, because I think part of this is that and I don't think the story is covering it.
I didn't want to put too much in there, but I probably cut a bit of the story off on it.
So that was their first response, and that didn't, of course, go over well because people are like, "Well, you're explaining that it's not the way it was originally set up." But since then, they have come back around and they said that they're going to be giving away some additional cars to the VIP, Ultimate Edition.
Yeah. They've issued Forza's own special Forza Edition vehicles, and they're really nice.
Right. And they said they are working on a fix for the VIP mod cards. So those will become permanent extra XP mod cards for the deluxe owners. But that patch has not come out yet. So it is coming, but it is not out yet.
Yeah.
All right. Again, a topic we already covered. The Star Wars Battlefront 2 open beta began basically this weekend. And it's going to be going on until the 9th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So get your Star Wars in over the next couple days. And hopefully it'll give you an idea of if you want to pick the game up or not. I think it looks fantastic, but I need to see that trailer for the single player, because to me, I wasn't over the moon excited about – I swear to God, every phone in my life is going off today. I wasn't over the moon with the original Star Wars Battlefront. I thought it was good, but it wasn't great. I know a lot of people loved it. I think Star Wars fans certainly loved it. The single player for me is the make or break on this game.
Yeah. I think they have put a lot into the story, though, because they've invested a lot into it. I mean, they're promoting it a lot with that lady who was on stage at E3 and that.
Yes.
Can't remember her name, Gavanka or something. She plays the Imperial Commander woman, and I think I'm
got. That's the official title, by the way. The Imperial Commander Woman.
Yeah, yeah, that biatch. So, yeah.
really? No.
Well, she's a bad person, isn't she? She's Imperial.
She is a bad person, but just because she's a commander doesn't make her a bitch.
Well, most bosses are.
But does she stay bad or does she turn good? That's
I don't know.
That's the question.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to a story on this one.
Uh huh.
Because there was none in the last one.
As Nicole just guzzles down more.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
That's all
you
Mark cares about.
Backpedal awful fast, Mark.
I don't know what you're talking about. What, no. Mark? Do you backpedal on anything? No, certainly not.
No. Not Mark.
All right. And another little tidbit of news from this past week. And this one actually was one I discovered. I don't know if I was one of the first people to see this story break, but, I mean, it broke on NeoGAF. Telltale, within the game Batman, The Enemy Within, this still boggles my mind how this made it through.
Yeah.
But if recall, about 2 years ago, there was a Russian ambassador that was assassinated at a art gallery, and there was a photographer that took a picture within like minutes of it happening of the assassin standing over the body and the body on the ground kind of splayed out. A graphic artist within Telltale used the image of that body and put it into Batman, The Enemy Within. And so I saw the story breaking on NeoGAF, and it was just like, who would possibly think that was going to be okay? Obviously, Telltale found out about this probably not the way they wanted to find out about it, obviously, but they are implementing an update to basically remove the image across all platforms, which is what they should do. It was just really, really poor. I cannot imagine, imagine somebody, family member of this gentleman somehow seeing that image. That would just be brutal.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this was just a novice graphic artist who screwed up not realizing who and what that image was.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for that person's sake.
Apparently that image is available to buy on license from the Getty Library for stock photos. So it looks like someone may have used that as a placeholder initially and not realized. I don't know. That's what we're suggesting.
But you know what? Shame on Getty for having that image in there as well, though.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be something they should be able to sell. I mean, yes, it was a news piece at the time, but, come on. There's a level of this is borders, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. We need to not cross these lines.
It was tacky. Flat out tacky.
It was just brutal. All right. On to some happier news.
This is cute.
Yeah, if you are getting an Xbox One X, a lot of people had noted that the Scorpio chip inside of it had a little Scorpio on it, but also on the green fabrication board, there is a Master Chief riding a Scorpion with inside the Xbox One X. So just a little homage to Master Chief and obviously the Scorpio edition. But kind of a cool little addition.
What was that?
What are you right. doing?
That was my wife sneaking in and giving me a little note.
Tell Cindy yes. hi.
I will definitely tell her you said hello, and she said we need to leave a little bit earlier, so just an FYI. We may be wrapping up a little bit earlier tonight.
Yeah. Well, all right, see you later, guys. Bye.
All right. next news story. Test Drive Gran Turismo Sport is going to have a demo available next week.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to should be available.
Yeah, October 9th, and it'll run through October 12th. It's going to include a campaign mode, and what's nice, and I actually applaud this, is that the game is going to allow any money that you earn in the demo to transfer to the full game.
Oh, so that's good.
They said that up to a million credits, dollars, whatever you want to call it, we'll be able to transfer. And so you can push that over to the game, and you can start preloading the demo on October 7th. I don't know the size of the game yet, so
that's today.
Hey, you can preload the game right now. Thank you, Nicole.
You're so welcome. Yes.
And the demo's available from the 9th to the 12th.
Correct. All right. That's it for news, unless anybody else has something they want to talk about.
Nope.
Okay. Well, let us move on to trivia.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
All right. It's quiz time. What makes
it my computer.
Okay. All right. It is trivia time. This is our weekly feature. Thanks to Jason Johnson, who sends in trivia every week, or at least as close as possible. This week we have two multiple choice questions, so we will read them off, and we'll give, of course, the listeners at home the opportunity to play along. There's no prizes here other than bragging rights, and a little something extra, you know. But all right.
And according
here we go.
To Mark, he got 24 points last week.
Right. As it stands right now, just a recap, in the lead is Mr. Mark Wright, although this has not been updated for last week, so this is up until last week. Mark was ahead with 9 points. Kim in second place with 7 points. She is coming on strong.
I think she got 2 points last week as well, so she might be one behind me now, because I think I got one last week, if I remember rightly. So yeah, she's on
We'll review the tape, Mark. Yeah, we'll review the tape. Definitely nipping at your heels. Yeah. Nicole.
Your heels, too.
Your heels.
Yeah. Is she that short?
Nicole, you've not had a spectacular season.
I've hosted, though.
You have hosted. So in that case, you have had a spectacular season, hosting-wise. But yeah. So we won't go into that. There's another smattering of points here and there. Robin is actually behind me, and I've hosted more than him. I'm just saying. I'm not gonna.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right, here we go. Trivia time. First question. In Resident Evil Code Veronica, what is the name of Chris Redfield's little sister?
Veronica?
In Resident Evil Code Veronica, what is the name of Chris Redfield's little sister? Here are your choices. A, Veronica. B, Claire. C, Jill. Or D, Alice. What is the name of Chris Redfield's little sister in the game, the Resident Evil Code Veronica? A, Veronica. B, Claire. C, Jill. Or D, Alice. Mark, play that funky tune.
So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move. Ooh. And we have two people saying the same thing. So both Mark and Nicole picked Claire.
And I know there's a Jill, but I think Jill's got a different surname in the game. I'm not sure.
Are these final answers?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to change them?
No. Because they're wrong.
No, you're absolutely correct. It is Claire. Yes, yeah. Good job. Claire is the name of Chris Redfield's little sister.
Does Chris and Claire go together? That's the only reason why.
C and C.
I chose
C&C.
B.
CC Music Factory.
Oh, my God. Could you go any further back in the past?
Well, it's not that old, is it?
Yes, Mark, it is. all right.
Am I that old?
Yes, Mark, you are.
1991, it's not that old.
I'm just going to drink my beer.
Hang on. Yeah. It's an advert. Oh, you should love that CNC Music Factory. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, the reason why I know this is old is because when I met my one of my best friends, Brad Taylor, he used to do his little Cabbage Patch move to this song. So that should tell you something right there.
What's the Cabbage Patch move?
Please stop.
Yeah, no, we're going to move on.
He has a hot date.
All right. What is the name of the great wolf in the original Dark Souls? What is the name of the great wolf in the original Dark Souls?
Oh, I played Dark Souls as well and I loved it. Oh, I can't remember wolf.
A, Fae. B, Freya. C, Fenrir. Or D, Sif. Is it A, Fae? B, Freya. C, Fenrir, F-E-N-R-I-R. I'm saying it horribly wrong. And then D, Sif.
Oh, shit. I do remember the wolf. It's one of the bosses, optional bosses you'd have to do. I think it's
darn shit. Optional bosses.
I think I know what it is. Right. I'm ready. Here we go.
So I need your answers after three. Three.
That was a dick move, Robin. That was a dick move.
Oh. God, copycat. She waited for me to put my answer.
Well, that was at the exact same time.
No, but more importantly, what I did like is that Mark was like, I'm going to wait until I think I know the answer, and now I'll play the music.
Yeah. I did do that, didn't I?
Yeah. I said the name I knew, and I'm like, okay, can we do this? Because I've got this one.
No, you think you do.
I think I do.
How confident are you? On a level of 1 to 10. Answer. I know, but on a level of 1 to 10.
Nine
is your
and
confidence
a half.
9.5. Mark, where's your confidence level at?
7.5. But yeah,
I love the fact that both of you are so confident because it was justified. Right. Well done. Yeah. It is Sif.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, there you go. 2 for 2. Giving yourself a little breathing room, Mark.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad Kim's going to win this weekend. Sure.
What you get for going to a wedding, Kim. It's what you get for going to a wedding. All right. Well, let's move on to some new releases. Nicole, if you wouldn't mind, it's a heavy list of games
really
this week.
Really long list, yeah.
I'm guessing.
Which is surprising, given we're in the holiday thick of it.
I said I was take guessing there were two as I was
take a deep
down.
Breath.
There's two. Okay, so scroll back up since I went past it. New releases for October 7th through October 13th. Hold on to your pants, because they're going to fly off when I tell you all of this list.
We're supposed to be wearing pants.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah, you were. My bad. Middle Earth Shadow of War for PS4, Xbox One, PC will be released on October 10th. Evil Within 2 for PS4, Xbox One, and PC on October 13th. That's a Friday.
And the 13th.
We're done.
Yeah.
Two good titles is coming out. Yeah. Middle Earth Shadow of War, I really want to play that, but it's going to have to wait because I'm skint. And we bought Forza earlier this week, so that's going to have to wait. We'll probably get that in a sale, I think, Greg. What do you think?
I'm thinking that is likely going to happen.
Yeah, because there's some good stuff coming out in there.
Yeah. I think we're also going to have to bribe Santa Claus.
Yeah.
All right. Nicole, so while you're there, why don't we continue on with some freebies? These are the October free games for PSN and Xbox Live, if you would be so kind.
I will be kind. Xbox One, Gone Home Console Edition, available for the entire month of October. So you have 31 days to get that in your little pile of games of shame. The Turning Test, available in the latter half of October. So October 16th, all the way through the first half of November on the 15th.
Offering up a slight correction, it's not the Turning Test, it's the Turing Test.
Oh, that is Turing. Yeah, well, yes. It's far away and I'm blind.
Okay. No arguments there.
Also, no, it's not really. I've got beer goggles on. I am like, my tongue is actually like tingling right now. TMI, sorry. All right, so Xbox 360.
Not saying nothing.
Shut up. Yes, don't say a word. Nobody say anything. Rayman 3 HD is available October 1st to the 15th on Xbox One as a backwards compatible and Xbox 360. Medal of Honor Airborne, available on October 16th through the 31st for Xbox One as backwards compatible and the Xbox 360.
I don't know why you just don't make them all for just October and why do this mid-month thing? Anyway.
Yeah.
I think that... Never mind. As I said, they probably do it just to make you feel like you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
Marketing ploy.
It also may be a marketing deal that they don't have to pay for as much as if they don't offer it up for the entire month.
True.
Maybe
also.
That's it. Yeah.
So you get it if you can have it on the cheap for 2 weeks, and it won't cost you as much as if you did it for longer.
Right.
And I on the cheap. Free. All right. For PS Plus for October of 2017, Metal Gear Solid 5. That is a 5, yes. The Phantom Pain. PS4. Amnesia, which I'll have after this beer. Amnesia Collection PS4. Is that Riggs or do you have to spell it?
Riggs.
Yeah, it's Riggs.
Not Riggs.
I never know.
Yeah. Serve VR title.
Okay, Riggs, Mechanized Combat League, PS Plus bonus. PSVR is required, so make sure you have that if you get the game. That's you, PS Plus bonus, PlayLink.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah, so that's you. That's kind of like Jackbox.
Yeah, you use your mobile phone to interact with it.
Yeah.
Okay, none of that was in English. Monster Jam Battlegrounds for the PS3. Hustle Kings for PS3. Huey? Is that what that's supposed to be? Because that Y is black.
So yeah, that'll be Robin. Robin's been in the show notes. Have you noticed there's a few?
Okay,
Huey. I thought there'd be a few extra little tidbits in there.
Yep.
But, yeah.
Well, nothing shouts out nastiness from Robin, so... Yeah. Not his usual pranks. I don't mean that he's nasty. I mean that he just pranks us.
Oh, he's a nasty boy.
Please don't say it like that ever again. You have scared me. All right, you for the PS Vita and PS4, and finally Skyforce Anniversary, PS Vita and PS4.
Excellent.
That does it for all of them.
All right. Playdates. So we are attempting to get our playdates back on schedule.
Who put that in there?
Well...
Destiny 2
but
marked with
MIA. I put it in.
Yeah.
I was supposed to host last week, wasn't I? But
yeah. We've had some issues come up. Some things out of our control, some things totally in our control. So this week, tomorrow, we're going to be looking to have some Forza Motorsport 7 going on. So if you have the game and you want to play with community members, look for Mark.
Yep.
He will be on right around 11 p.m. On the Pacific coast and 7 p.m. on the U.K. coast. And I say U.K. coast as in all of U.K.
Yeah.
Sorry.
11 a.m. Yes. Pacific coast, not p.m.
Did I say p.m.?
Yeah.
So, go at 11 p.m.
I'll have an Xbox Live party open. It'll be open, so just jump in and we'll have some racing fun.
Yes, there will be laughs. Undoubtedly, there will be some truck racing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do for the following week. So there's that. Maybe it'll be Gran Turismo. Who knows?
Mm.
Maybe not.
Can we not do the racing games? Because we know Nicole can't drive.
We should be playing the racing games while you're drinking your Foster's beer. That's what we should be doing.
It's empty.
I know.
I killed it.
All right, Golf Club 2. If you have the Golf Club 2 and you want to join up to the VG Hub Society, do it. There's weekly challenges happening all the time. Gary DeFelice is on it. I mean, he is so good about posting up new challenges left and right. He really keeps that community humming.
Has he put any
You
up?
Are so lying.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
He's been hooked on Destiny lately, hasn't he?
Yes. He has. Destiny has a way of doing that. It is like crack. It is. Yeah. All right. Mark.
Yes.
I'm going to have you do the Year of Living Gamedrously.
Yeah.
Let's get through this.
Yeah, well, this is linked into our Victory Achieve competition, which is a quarterly competition where when you finish a game, you send a selfie with said game credits rolling in the background with your face giving a victory pose, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved, and then you'll get a retweet from Robin and entered into our competition to win £15 or $20. And Womble's just won the last one. I've just got around to tweeting him today to tell him that he's won. I didn't think he realised he'd won. So I'm going to sort his prize out tomorrow. So I'm going to send him £15 worth of Xbox Live tomorrow. And also this ties in with Yolg, what Robin set up, where he's been an evil, vicious bugger where you can't buy any more new games and you've got to play all your pile of shame. No, it's been good, actually. I've actually learnt to hold off on day ones on some of them, except Forza, and wait for sales for a lot of the games, and it has paid off.
Yeah.
We've saved a lot of money.
Yeah, we have. It is hard as we get into the holidays, though, when you start getting so many new games coming out. It's hard to hold off, I have to admit.
And it's hard now in the sales as well, because a lot of the games in the sales, normally we'd have already had them. But now we don't have them. And because what did I get the other day? I haven't even told you yet, have I?
Dirt Rally.
Oh, yeah, we got a Dirt Rally, but I bought another one as well. Can't remember what I bought.
You were going crazy right now.
Yeah, I bought another one anyway. It was only about $7. So we've got an extra. Okay. I can't even remember what it was. It was that good. Anyway, so the victories achieved for this past week. It's a long list. Daddy Ikin finished Metro Last Light. That's on my Yolg. And that's the Yolg title. Dastardly Jabby finished Splatoon 2. And he also finished Quiz and Dragons. Your game. And they were both on his Yolg list. That must have put him near his 50 total now, mustn't it? He's really pushing it now. He's like a machine. Denok TQ finished Far Cry Primal. And that was on his Yolg. And what the fuck did you all take a break, Robin Tate? Normally that list is really, really long, but Robin's a bit surprised. I think his Twitter must be broken because there's only been them four. So yeah, they all get this special Victory Achieved jingle.
You all have a Victory's Achieved! Victory's Achieved! You have one! Victory's Achieved! All right, it is that time. It's time to wrap things up. It's a short show, not a lot going on news-wise. This time of year, it's usually lots of new games. We don't even have that this time around. although I think the following week, the week after this week, there's a ton of titles coming out. So lots of games to look forward to. It's a great time of year when you're a video gamer. Christmas is coming. All right. If you want to be part of the conversation and hang out and listen to us live, twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast, or you can go to youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. Make sure you do that right around 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, or if you are enjoying hurricanes right now, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. If you are so inclined, and we do encourage this, we really do. We want as many iTunes and Stitcher reviews as we possibly can get, only because it helps us get discovered by other people. So I think checked, maybe last year was the last time we checked iTunes, but It doesn't mean we don't want reviews. So please, if you are so inclined, give us a review. Help us get discovered by more people. And then, of course, if you are on the Xbox or the PlayStation 4 or even Steam or PC, you've got places to find other gamers. So you can go to the Xbox Podcast Club. That's on the Xbox One. You can go to the OC Podcast Community on PS4. There's the OC Podcast Group on Steam. There's an OC Podcast server on Discord. Discord, this crazy taking over the world thing. There's even a Destiny 2 clan.
Yes, so you must join the Destiny 2 clan. I have to promote that every week or I'll get told off by Miss Sassy Pants.
Even if you don't own the game, you must join the Destiny 2 clan.
Yeah. Just join it, people. Join it.
Mark, you're supposed to play some audio.
Yeah.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I just love that music.
It fits in so well, doesn't it?
Yes.
I feel like I need a smoke now. All right, shout outs. Let's get this thing wrapped up. Nicole, if you would be so kind, maybe give the shout out to the Twitch viewers, whoever might have been in there. I know Sarah was in there. I don't know if anybody else was in there.
Teflon and Martin also. So Sarah, Teflon, and Martin today. Three of our wonderful regulars that we love tons and tons. So thank you very much for being our regular chatters in the chat box.
Indeed.
I feel like I need to go get a kitty litter cleaner or something.
We've also got Lambie65 in there. I think he's lurking, so we welcome lurkers as well. You don't have to be active. You can lurk in the background. But I tweeted out...
By the way.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I tweeted out yesterday or today about the show going live tonight, and Matt Davis, tweeted back saying, because I put join in the chat, and he put, the chat? What the fuck? So I had to explain that. Nicole once accidentally called it the chat instead of a chat, and it stuck ever since.
Yes.
So this is my fault. I like
how... Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah, everything's your fault.
And everything comes full circle on the call.
Are there stripes on my back from the bus? Just threw me up. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't care.
No, we affectionately call it the chat.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yes. So, Nicole, any other shout-outs you want to give out?
Oh, well, yes, since Mark took off.
No, sorry.
No, you can find me at... Oh, I have to read. Oh, my God. Nicole at ocpod.com for email, at @OC_Amaryllis on Twitter, Amaryllis on the PlayStation 4, which I very rarely get to. I have hooked it up. I have been playing. I have been on there. But I even messaged Sarah back and forth a few times and Roberto. So you guys can find me there. And Amaranth on Xbox. Feel free to send a friend request. Please do not send a porn request. Way too many of those lately. Not from me.
You have to stop asking for them.
I'm not. These people are weird. Yeah, my Twitter was all a buzz over it because me and the bots are having arguments. But anyway, and a shout out to you guys. Thank you for a very, very fun show as always. Although a little snoozy around Forza 7.
Easy.
I'm just kidding. And a shout out to Nate. Please just die off and miss us. That'd be great. Thanks, man. I'm so tired of all that. And I think that should about do it. Mark?
I want to shout out Jenny snoring in the background. We've missed that. She's snoring away, and we've not heard that for a while, so that's good.
It is good.
I want to shout out you guys and all the chatters, and like I said before, everyone who's sent messages of support for me and Jenny. I really appreciate it. So, that just leaves you, Greg, to finish us off. If you
all right,
can put it that way.
Well, everybody kneel down. Oh, no, never mind. That was going to go a very, very bad direction. hey, if you are listening to this, thank you. If you are thinking about joining us live or have joined us live, thank you. This is really something. It's a passion thing for us. It's a hobby, but we really do also do this for the community. We love the participation that we get from everybody and a great group of people. And speaking of great groups of people, Extra Life is coming up. So Extra Life is going to be around the corner. It's November 4th, I think, this year. So not in time for my new Xbox One X, but it will at least be about a month out.
I keep seeing you and Gary tweeting and Facebooking that you've had this donation here and that donation there. My current balance is zero. Like, Kim's, we've done nothing yet.
Well, you have been preoccupied.
Nicole? Yeah. What are you on, Nicole? Have you done anything yet for Extra Life?
I've checked the app about 50 times.
So, well, it's 4 weeks yet. 4 weeks. Yep. I'm gonna promote
the
shit out of it.
So much fundraising with my school that I feel guilty turning around and asking for more money again.
Well, it's I've done that many favors at work for people on their own personal cars this past sort of like 6 months. So it's time to cash in now. So I'm gonna hit them up.
Nice.
I've told them all. They all said, "Oh, do you want out?" And I said, "No, I don't want out." Because, like, technically you're not supposed to do anything for money on website, you know what I mean? For legal reasons and all that shit. So I've always said to them, I'll be coming round, sort of like October, November, collecting money for my charity. So I'm hoping I get quite a bit from work this year. If I don't, I'll be upset.
No, there you go. Well, look, if
I'll never fix the cars again.
If you are listening to this and you're not actually doing Extra Life, but you want to maybe help contribute, go on to VG Hub. Well, go to extralife.org, extra-life.org, and you'll see the VG Hub team. That is who we are. It's the VG Hub family. A bunch of different people from different podcasts are there. Pick somebody. It could be me. It could be Mark. It could be Nicole. Or you could split it among split it amongst people. But we would love that support because it goes towards the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals, which basically is helping kids that are facing cancer, they're facing emergency medical procedures, and just giving them some things to make their lives more comfortable, to make their family situation better. So it really is a worthwhile charity. This is my 8th year doing this. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm saying that now that I look at that, but it will be another great year. So I'm looking forward to it.
We've got a new person as well helping out this year. We've got Antonio Phillips from the Entertainers podcast and yet another podcast. He's GH Rocker on the Xbox Lives and he's joined our team this year. So looking forward to that. I've just got the team page up now. I've put it in the chat as well. So far, I'm going to say we, but Greg and Gary's raised $1,465 so far, so that's superb. And we have a goal of $5,000. Every little bit helps. So
get them the way there.
It does. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So, and you know why we'll get there? Because I have
balls.
Lucky balls.
The lucky balls, yes. All right, that's it. We're done. Let's start that music up, Mark, and let's get out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
All right, kids. I'm going. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts
similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Some people say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.